Despite all the harassment, the Casement brothers and the men under them continued to move west. The last terminal base by late summer, well past Rawlins, was brimming with riotous life, grotesque with makeshift shacks and portable buildings. Everyone worked fast, at top speed, partly because that was what Dodge, Durant, and the Casements wanted, partly to stay ahead of the track layers or the telegraph men, or to keep up with the crews making the bridges, or to satisfy an eager public and to realize the full utility of the road once finished, or just to get the hell out of that infernal desert, or, most of all, to beat their rivals on the CP. In August 1868, the track was 30 miles past the bridge over the North Platte River, almost 700 miles from Omaha. They often did 3 miles, sometimes five, and once, October 26, 1868, set a record of almost 8 miles in one day, for which they got triple pay. More good news followed. Secretary Browning had appointed a 3-man special commission to look at the charges of scandal and defects in construction, charges that were widespread and widely believed. But on November 23rd, the commission reported that the line had been well constructed. In early November, the end of track was 890 miles west of Omaha. Another hell on wheels was born, Bear River City. It was typical. Brigham Young assured the shocked Mormons that it wouldn't last long. Bear River City was just short of the Wyoming-Utah state line, on the Bear River, on the eastern side of the Wasatch Range. Meanwhile, Jack Casement reported that he was straining every nerve to get into Salt Lake Valley before the heavy snows fall. 30 more days of good weather will let us do it.